This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state, privately and publicly owned. Isabella Nieto explains what that means.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that its job support programs aren't receiving any federal funding during the ongoing government shutdown. According to agency officials, about 75% of their budget comes from federal sources. They're using carryover federal dollars and some state funding to keep their programs running for now. But without additional federal funding, some workforce initiatives could shut down. Officials are also expressing concern about agricultural workers obtaining visas for next year. Recently released Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction data shows over 70% of public school districts in the state will receive less general school aid this year. According to the data, an additional $350 million of general aid will also go to voucher schools this year for an estimated total of over $700 million. In a press conference on Thursday, State Senator Jeff Smith said the data was a harsh reality check for public school districts, showing that the state legislature did not view them as a top priority. Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of 2.61. This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at GasBuddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.47 to $2.59 per gallon. It's Free Speech Week in Wisconsin Rapids. Mayor Matt Zacher proclaims the week of October 20th through the 26th to be Free Speech Week. According to the proclamation, the First Amendment states, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances." Free Speech Week is a national, annual, nonpartisan, commemorative event to raise awareness of the importance of free speech and a free press in the United States. Some Southwood parks will be closing at the end of October. Southwood County and Northwood County Park campgrounds will close for the season on October 31st. The newest park in the system, Sarah Park, is already closed for the season. Dexter County Park Campground will remain open until December 1st. Camping will only be available in the second and third loops and must be reserved prior to arrival. Dump stations and potable water will remain available until October 31st and then will be weather-dependent until the campground closes in December. Other areas in the park system are available to rent throughout the year. These include the ATV Intensive Use Area, NEPCO Lake County Park, and the South Park Storm Shelter Building. You can reserve these through the online reservation system at woodcountywi.gov. A three-part parent cafe series is starting this week in Wisconsin Rapids. Wood County Human Services is offering this structured supportive gathering for parents and caregivers. It's an opportunity to build relationships, share experiences, and work to strengthen families. The first date is October 22nd from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. at McMillan Library. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.